Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, April 20th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. Teams are scrambled for a longer-term response in quake-rattled Indonesia. The Roma respond to the gospel, and Food for the Poor offers a practical Mother's Day gift. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Southeast Asia, where the world has heard about the catastrophic effects of a late March earthquake on Indonesia's Nias Island. Since then, powerful aftershocks have shaken down what few structures stood, leaving thousands without shelter. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says they're scrambling response teams to support the relief team.
We sent a group in. They were working on pumping wells and pumping them out. And then we are trying to help. We've sent people in. And we've been building some houses and providing some finances for people to build houses. And then we have a team going this summer, a team of teenagers that's going to go in and work on a church there in the S.
Ministry plays a key role in both rebuilding and support.
Sometimes government will help people with houses and things like that, but they certainly will not help with a church. So we want to try to help get the word out. The unique thing about Nias is that in this largest Muslim country in the world, Nias Island is about 80% Christian.
Next, following a pair of massive earthquakes, there's only one hospital standing on Indonesia's Nias Island. It was the site of Global Aid Network's last medical mission project and has become the center for all medical care throughout the island. A GAIN medical team arrived 5 days ago and began ministering at this hospital, treating illnesses and injuries sustained from the quakes. Please continue to pray for the people of Indonesia that they would be open to the hope of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. IN Network Slovakia reports God is on the move amongst the Roma people. A group of 20 to 30 gypsies living near the IN office in Slovakia recently came to Christ. That's amazing, considering the Roma have a very different culture and are hard to reach with the gospel. The enthusiasm for their new faith had them meeting daily, but they lacked discipleship. Today, the group of about 15 Roma are now worshiping with a local fellowship. Meanwhile, with summer just around the corner, Young Life is getting ready for its camping season. Young Life's Jim Dyson says this is a huge part of their outreach in urban schools across the U.S.
All year long, leaders and staff people are developing relationships with kids and helping them end up on one of our summer camp trips.
Young Life hopes to help kids get to the camps with camperships or scholarships that help cover some of the cost of the week of camp. But Dyson says,
one of the things that we do requires that every kid pays something, even if they live in poverty. We feel that it's really important for a kid to pay part of his or her way to camp.
It's not just about a fun week of camp, says Dyson.
For many of them, it gives them an opportunity to take a real hard look at the person of Jesus Christ and what he can do in their lives. So it creates this safe environment where the gospel can be communicated.
To help impact teens' lives for Christ this summer, go to our website. Finally, Mother's Day is just a few weeks away in the U.S., and for those of you who are tired of giving just another bottle of perfume or other frivolous things, why not give a goat? That's what Food for the Poor's Angela Loma suggests as a creative and practical gift-giving solution that'll benefit poor mothers in Central America.
It is unusual because what you're giving her is a gift to someone else. And I think mothers generally, they're always looking on ways to be proud of their children. This gives them a perfect opportunity.
Food for the Poor's gift catalog gives you a chance to purchase items that will be given in your mother's name. Not only are these gifts meeting a practical need, they're opening doors to the gospel. Aloma says,
the poor are actually seeing the love of Christ very much alive in someone else before them. And when they experience this love, they really get to understand an essence of Christianity, which is Christian love.
To find out how to give this creative and practical Mother's Day gift, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.